It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Nelson Field here in Dawson on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon to play some high school baseball. We have a great game coming up here on Q92 between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Both these teams are undefeated in conference play. Both teams are 6-0 in the Camden Conference, along with McCray. McCray's also 6-0, but overall record, Yellow Medicine East comes in with a 7-3 record. They're 5-1 on the road, the Sting are. Better record than they are at home. They're 2-2 at home. Dawson Boyd, they're 8 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 6-1 in section play, and as I mentioned, undefeated at 6-0 in conference play. The Blackjacks are 4-1 away on the road, and they're 4-1 here at Nelson Field. So you can see how big of a game this is for both teams. For Coach Richter of the Sting and Coach Swenson of the Blackjacks. And the people are filing in here at Nelson Field for this important Camden Conference game. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Tonight, or this afternoon, first for Yellow Medicine East, they are the visiting team. Leading off will be center fielder Drew Munson. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm Insurance agent. Drew Munson will lead it off for the Sting, batting second and playing shortstop, Braden Nelson. Batting third, a freshman. He plays third base, Gunnar Fagan. Pitching on the mound for the Sting, Eric Jimenez. He'll bat fourth. Batting fifth, Gage Wilkie, the catcher. Batting sixth, Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. Gavin Torvig out in left field. Lane Woolman is the designated hitter. Hayden Keene will bat ninth, and he'll play first base. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, your usual starting lineup for Coach Swenson. Cam Sather will lead it off. He'll play left field. Colton Boffin will bat second and play third base. Batting third and pitching for the Blackjacks this afternoon, Tygan Long. Batting fourth and playing shortstop, Nate Hansen. Batting fifth and catching, Grayson Olson. Batting sixth and playing center field for Dawson Boyd, Bo Johnson. Colin Olson will bat seventh and play first base, Ashton Schwendra. Ashton's out in right field. He'll bat eighth. And batting ninth and playing second base, Eli Olson. The Blackjacks are coached by Darren Swenson, assistant by Josh Staub. Should have mentioned the YME coaches, Nick Richter and Jacob Suter. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for this afternoon's huge Camden Conference baseball game here in Dawson. Both head coaches, Nick Richter and Coach Swenson, are meeting behind home plate with the umpires right now. And as I look behind me, we got some good, a lot of fans here in the stands already, and we're about ready to play some baseball. Before we take a break here, let's quickly go over a few of the other games in baseball in the Camden Conference. Lacaparral Valley, they're hosting Central Minnesota Christian this afternoon. That's a 5 o'clock start in Madison. And at Yankee Stadium, not in New York, in Milroy, Tracy Milroy Ballaton will be hosting Ortonville. Mineota's on the road. They'll take on McCray. And Camby, also on the road, they'll take on Lakeview. That's in baseball. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the starters here. And we'll be back with the first pitch between Yellow Medicine East and Dawson Boyd right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Tech Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Minnesota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer. Located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Welcome back to Nelson Field. The national anthem has been played, and we are about to get started here. Outstanding game coming up, I believe, between Yellow Medicine East and Dawson Boyd on a gorgeous Thursday. Boy, I'm sitting in the second row down here right behind home plate, and the sun has got some heat today, and that's good. Not a cloud in the sky, light breeze. Can't ask for better baseball weather than this. Hey, how about Holly Thompson up there in the press box here at Nelson Field? And Scotty Ireland doing the PA. They are rocking it up there with Guns N' Roses right now. Welcome to the jungle. And Tegan Long just completed his warm-up pitches, and we are going to get started. I've called a couple of YME games this year and a couple of Dawson Boyd games. Right now, these are the top two teams in the Camden Conference and possibly in the section. And so this game is huge for section seedings as we're winding down the regular season. And so leading it off here for Dawson Boyd will be Drew Munson. He's a sophomore. He plays center field. Blackjacks in their all-black uniforms, maroon and white for the Sting. And here's your first pitch of the ball game. And it's swung on and popped foul out of play. Tegan Long getting most of the innings pitched this year for Coach Swenson. And Tegan in his windup, and the pitch is swung on and fall back to the backstop for strike two. So an 0-2 count here for the Tegan Long. Get to your defense here for the Blackjacks. Long in his windup, and the delivery is called strike three. What a way to start out the game there for Tegan Long, striking out Drew Munson. One out, three pitches thrown there. Tegan Long, one of the better pitchers in the section. And here's Braden Nelson, the shortstop. First pitch, strike one. So Tegan's coming out throwing strikes here. Behind the plate, we got Grayson Olson. Colin Olson's at first. Eli Olson's at second. Nate Hansen's at short. Colton Boffin in third. Here's a ground ball to Boffin at third. It's just foul on the other side of the third base bag. And that's strike two, 0-2 count. Braden Nelson. Nelson is a senior at Yellow Medicine East High School. And here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, ooh, just missed. And Grayson Olson, the catcher. Thought that was pretty close to a strike. Fastball there by Tegan Long. Here's a 1-2 pitch, and there's a rip to right to third base. Snagged out of the air by Colton Boffin. Good reaction there by the third baseman, Colton Boffin. That was a rocket of a hit off the bat of Braden Nelson. And it was a screamer right to third base. Colton Boffin, the sophomore, took it out of the air. And two outs. And here's Gunnar Fagan. Fagan will be playing third base. He's a ninth grader. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's high for ball one. I have seen a lot of, for some reason, I've seen a lot of hard-hit balls this year, the games I've done. That was one of them there. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two. Nice breaking ball there by Tegan Long. Out in the outfield for Dawson Boyd, Cam Sather's in left, Bo Johnson in center. Schwendra is out in right field. Here's a 1-2 pitch with two outs. Ground ball hit the short. Hansen fields it. Throw a strong throw to first base. Folks, that's a 1-2-3 inning. Nice job by Hansen at short. For the Sting, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave nobody on base in the top of the first inning. Good for top of the first there for Tegan Long and the Blackjacks. We'll take a break. Come back with more Blackjack baseball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Paul Ramo back here at Nelson Field. Oh, I am enjoying the sunshine right now. No wind. what to speak of, and what a start to the ball game here for Tiger Long and the Blackjacks, getting this thing to go down in order, top three batters, 1, 2, 3. And now it's the Blackjacks' turn at the plate. They're going to start it out with Cam Sather, Colton Boffin, Tiger Long, first three batters. They're going to face a right-handed senior, Eric Jimenez. And the first time I've seen Eric pitch for YME. Not sure how much many innings he's had, but defensively, we got Gage Wilkie behind the plate, Hayden Keen at first, Kyan Christensen at second, Braden Nelson at short, Gunnar Fagan out at third base. In the outfield for Yellow Medicine, Gavin Torbigan left, Drew Munson in center, and Jacob Peterson in right. The Sting start five seniors, two juniors, one sophomore, and one ninth grader. Blackjacks in the game, they start five seniors, three juniors, and one sophomore. And here's Cam Sather, number 14. Stepping into the batter's box, and Jimenez, a right-hander, delivers a Sather. And he hits a long fly ball, well hit by the scoreboard, and that is going to hit the fence right below the scoreboard. Sather's on his way to third base with a stand-up triple for Cam Sather. My goodness, first pitch of the game, and I think it hit to the base of the fence right below the large scoreboard out there in right center field, and an easy stand-up triple there for Cam Sather. Well-hit ball there by Cam. So the Blackjacks get their leadoff batter on third base. And here's Colton Boffin. From the stretch now, Jimenez. And the pitch, ground ball chopper, right back to the pitcher, Jimenez. He stares the third, throws the first for the out. Sather will stay put at third base. So Colton Boffin, the first pitch, just a kind of a two-hopper right back to the pitcher, Jimenez. Jimenez stared Sather at third to keep him there, and then quick pivoted and threw to first for the first out. Now here's the pitcher, Tiger Long. And the pitch is high and outside for a ball. What a triple there by Sather to start the ball game for Dawson Boyd. A good opportunity here for the Blackjacks. There's a shot to second, a line drive caught by Christensen, the second baseman, and there's just like that, two outs. That was hard hit by Tiger Long, and the second baseman, Christensen, didn't even have to move. It was hit right at his chest area, and there's quickly two outs. Now batting, here's Nate Hansen, and he hits it up the middle, base hit! For Nate Hansen, he picks up an RBI single to center, scoring Sather from third base, and the Blackjacks have a 1-0 lead. And the Blackjacks coming out here swinging at the first pitch that Jimenez throws. So Hansen on first base, there is two outs. And here's Grayson Olson, probably one of the hottest hitters in the Camden Conference right now. He is having a tremendous season for the Blackjacks. And he pops it up, first pitch. And the second baseman going back, he's calling for it, and he'll make the catch. That was a major league pop-up there off the bat of Grayson Olson. And Christensen hauls it in at second base for the third out. But the Blackjacks pick up a run, thanks to Cam Sather's triple. That was the only hit, or two hits in the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and they leave one on. We'll go to the top of the second here at Nelson Field in Dawson. The Blackjacks have a 1-0 lead over the Sting. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson. The Blackjacks have a 1-0 lead. And here's Jimenez at the plate. The pitcher for YME, number 17, takes the first pitch from long, a strike. We're in the top of the second inning. Blackjacks' Cam Sather hit a triple to start the bottom of the first there for the Blackjacks. And then was hit in there by Nate Hansen. Next pitch to Jimenez is down low for ball two, 2-1. More and more people coming into the Nelson Field here. And long with the pitch. And it's a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the second. Next pitch is a shot to second base. Knocked down there by Olson. He throws the first. What a play by Eli Olson, the second baseman for Dawson Boyd. Wow. He dropped to his knee, caught the ball in his chest, it looks like. And he made the kept the ball in front of him and then threw over the first and got Jimenez. All right, here's Gage Wilkie, the catcher, or the senior catcher. And long delivers, and a chopper foul. Tigan Long looking pretty impressive here to start the game. He got the 1-2-3 in the first inning. Now he's got one out. Here's Wilkie. One strike to Wilkie, and Long delivers, and it just missed for ball one. One ball, one strike to number three, the catcher, for the Sting. Long delivers, and that's high for ball two. Tigan, I believe he was our player of the game a couple weeks ago when Bart Hill and I were here. Had a great game that way. He's having a great season as well. 2-1 count. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Wilkie. So now Long has him 2-2, 2-2 count. And Long working quickly, and the pitch called strike three. Second strike out of the game here for Tigan Long. And there's two outs. And here's Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. He's a senior. Both these teams, Yellow Medicine East and Dawson Boyd, having tremendous seasons early on here. And they're both 6-0 in the Camden Conference. And first pitch, strike to Peterson. Tigan doesn't waste any time between pitches, and the next pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the top of the second. And the Blackjacks have a 1-0 lead if you're just tuning in. Next pitch, swing and a miss. He chased the high fastball there. So one ball, two strikes now. Two strikes on Peterson with two outs. And Tigan delivers. Down low for ball two. Wasn't going to give him anything good to swing at there. Now it's a 2-2 count. A lot of chatter coming from the YME dugout to my left here. Blackjack ready defensively. 2-2 count. Two outs. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Boy, Tigan Long continues to pitch fantastic here. Two strikeouts adding. That's his third strikeout of the game. And that's another 1-2-3 inning for Tigan Long and the Blackjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Sting. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Blackjacks coming to bat. They lead 1-0. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
All right, so 6, 7, and 8 batters for Dawson Boyd to face Jimenez. And here's Bo Johnson leading off. The Blackjacks have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Jimenez delivers, and that's high for ball two. Boy, Tyken Long, very impressive in the first two innings. He's really not thrown a lot of pitches. He's had the sting go down 1-2-3. Next pitch here to number 5, Bo Johnson, is ball 3 to Bo, so it's a 3-0 count. First batter here in the bottom of the second. Jimenez in his windup, and the pitch is a strike. 3-1 count, Coach Swenson at third base. Jimenez in his windup, and the pitch is high for ball 4, and the Blackjacks again get their leadoff batter on base. Cam Sather, the leadoff batter in the bottom of the first, hit a triple. Here's number 15, the first baseman, Colin Olson. Colin Olson steps into the batter's box with his teammate Johnson at first base. Got a good lead over that first, Bo Johnson does. Here's the pitch. It's a strike to Colin. On deck for Dawson Boyd, Ashton Schwendra, the right fielder. Johnson with his lead at first. It's a good one, folks. He throws over there. Jimenez does, and just diving back into the base. That was a close play. Keene, the first baseman, put the tag on him. Johnson got his uniform. Oh, look how dirty his uniform is. Holy smokes. Here's the pitch to Colin Olson. It's down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to Colin as he looks down to head coach Darren Swenson and see if they're going to send Johnson. Again, a great lead over there at first. Jimenez, the stretch, the pitch. Ground ball hit the second. Christensen fields it, bobbles it. He's just got one play. He's going to go to first, and they get Olson at first base. Could have been a double play there, but the Christensen, the second baseman, didn't field it cleanly. However, he kept the ball in front of him and recovered and had time to throw it first to get Olson for the first out. So Bo Johnson gets the second base. Here's the number 8 batter, Ashton Schwendra. Jimenez pitch. Schwendra swings at that one, fouls it back, and that goes over to trees into the street. One strike to Ashton Schwendra. One out. Bo Johnson has his lead at second. The pitch from Jimenez, and that's a strike to number 24, Ashton Schwendra. 0-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Eric Jimenez. And Ashton goes down swinging, and that makes it two outs here in the bottom of the second. Dawson Boyd leading 1-0, but an RBI out there for Eli Olson. And he hits a fly ball left field. The left fielder underneath of it, Torvig, makes the catch. So one pitch to Eli Olson flies out the left field to Gavin Torvig. So the Blackjacks pick up no runs, no hits, and no errors, and they leave Bo Johnson at second base. So we've finished two innings here, and now we're going to go to the top of the third with the Sting coming to bat. They're down 1-0 to Dawson Boyd. We'll be back after a break from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
All right, top of the third inning, Yellow Medicine East batting, and Gavin Torvig, we come on a commercial break. He has an 0-2 count on him. Two strikes on there by Tegan Long, and now Torvig swings that one, fouls it by the press box there. Blackjacks lead 1-0 as the Sting batting in the top of the third. It's the 7, 8, and 9 batters for the Sting. Tegan Long, 0-2 count. And, he swung at it, just got a piece of it. Grayson Olsen unable to catch the ball. Otherwise, that would have been an out. So, 0-2 count. What a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Just a great day. Getting some vitamin D here. Sitting in the second row. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Tigan. And there's a ground ball hit the short. Hanson, a one-hopper, throws the first, and they get the out. A 6-3 put out, one out. What's Tegan Long done in the first two innings? He struck out three batters. He's had three Sting ground out and a pop-up. Yeah, that pop-up actually wasn't a pop-up. That was a line drive shot to third base to Sather, who that was off the bat of Fagan. Here's a shot to, just out of the reach of Colton Boffin. There's your first hit as Woolman goes to second base. He's going to have a double. Lane Woolman. I was just talking about the third baseman, Colton Botten, and he swung. Woolman swung at the ball and just right next to the third baseman, Colton Botten. He just out of his reach. Otherwise, he would have grabbed another one. So now the Sting have the tying run at second base with one out. Here's a left-handed batter to number 9 batter, Keene. And the pitch is a strike called. One thing Tiger Long is doing, he is throwing strikes. He's got some good speed and velocity on his pitches. Keene, the first baseman at the plate, and the pitch is down low and inside for a ball. So Woolman with a double down the left field line, right over to third base bag. First base runner for the Sting in the game here in the top of the third. Blackjacks lead 1-0. Keene from the stretch, Tegan Long. And that pitch is outside. After the pitch, a throw to second, and Woolman gets back. Nice throw by the catcher, Grayson Olsen. After the pitch, Grayson threw it down the second. Eli Olsen covering the bag there, trying to pick him off. Two balls, one strike to Keene, Hayden Keene. Tegan taking his time from the stretch. Here's the pitch, the ground ball foul, strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Hayden Keene, a junior first baseman for the Sting. This, as I mentioned earlier, this is a very important Camden Conference game. Both teams, somebody's going to suffer their first conference loss today. Both teams are undefeated at 6-0 in the Camden Conference. Top of the conference, along with McCray. McCray's also at 6-0. And there's a shot to set. Oh, it's caught! Ball caught by Hansen. He steps on second for a double play. A double play. I thought that ball was going out in the center field. Nate Hansen, he was standing over the second base bag. He caught the ball, and then he just stepped on second. There's no way Wollum was going to get back. Wow. Double plays are pitchers' best friends. Wow. So, no runs on one hit. That was Wollum with his double. No errors, and nobody left on base there as Keene hits into a double play. We'll take a break. Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the third. They lead 1-0. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com. All right, Dawson Boyd leading 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third. It's the top of the order for the Blackjacks. Stather, Bothan, and Long. Stather has a strike on him. Jimenez pitch down low in the dirt for ball one. Wow, great game so far early in this ball game. I knew it was going to be. And it's a 1-0 lead. Stather's last bat. He's a long fly ball right center field. This is way back. And it hits the fence again. Stather's on his way to third base with another triple. What is going on? Tam Stather, two triples off the fence. Right center field, the right fielder, Jacob Peterson. I thought he's going to leap, and I thought it was going to be a home run, but you heard it hit the fence there on the fly. How about Tam Stather? Two triples. About the same identical spot as he did in the first inning. Here's Colton Bothan. Wow. Stather at third base, nobody out. Bothan at the plate, and a pitch is high from Jimenez. Colton hit the ball back to the pitcher. Boy, Stather, that's amazing. Here's the next pitch, and that's outside. That was almost the exact same spot. Out in right center field, right below the scoreboard, both times. I thought that one was well hit. I thought it was going to be a home run. There's a swing and fall back by Bothan to the backstop. Number two, Colton Bothan, sophomore. Two balls, one strike. Stather with his lead at third. Here's the pitch from Jimenez. A curveball in there. What a pitch by Eric Jimenez. 2-2 pitch. That was a nasty breaking ball there. Maybe he'll throw it again. 2-2 count. Fastball, ground ball over the head of the pitcher, and I think it's going to sneak out into center field. It does. An RBI single for Colton Bothan, and scoring again is Stather. Wow. That ball was hit right over the head of the pitcher, Jimenez. And bounced in front of second base. The second baseman, Christensen, the shortstop, Nelson, almost got there, but just out of their reach. 2-0, Blackjacks. And here's Tigan Long.
is batting, tagging long, and help his cause out here. Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out. Happy birthday to Tegan's grandpa, Denny. Here's a pitch, and there's not going to be a throw, and Colton Botham steals second base. Happy birthday to Denny Long today. Tegan's grandpa celebrating a birthday today. I understand he's listening. Time call by the home plate umpire. So happy birthday, Denny. 1-1 count here to Tegan Long. Runner on second, pitch in the dirt, gets by the catcher. And there goes Botham down to third on a wild pitch. So now the Blackjacks have a runner on third base. They lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Tegan Long at the plate. 2-1, nobody out. Jimenez pitch. There's a shot to right field. Solid base hit for Tegan Long. He has an RBI as Colton Botham comes in to score the third run of the game for Dawson Boyd. And now time called. Got a courtesy runner. See who this is here. Courtesy runner. Didn't get the number there. Nate Hansen will be batting. 4-0 is the new score, thanks to Tegan Long. Throw over to first, and he gets back. It might be Aiden Dahl. Nate Hansen batting. He picked up an RBI single in the first inning, scoring Sather. 2-1 pitch, and pitch inside to number 11, Nate Hansen. Or actually, that was the first ball, I believe, 1-0. Runner on first for the Blackjacks, courtesy runner. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Popped up, foul territory down the first baseline. It's going to go out of play. Runner was off on the pitch. Hansen swung at the ball, popped it out, foul. Paul Ramel here on Nelson Field on this Thursday. Blackjacks and the Sting fighting for first place in the Camden Conference. Right now the Blackjacks have a 3-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Just swung on and foul back again. 3-0 lead. I think I said 4-0 earlier. It's 3-0. 1-2 to Hansen. Jimenez delivers, curveball hit high in the air, center field. Munson, the sophomore, running over, makes the catch. And there's your first out of the inning. Hansen flies out to center for one out. And here's Grayson Olson. What a season so far Grayson Olson has had for the Blackjacks. His stats are amazing. Every night when I look at the stat sheet, Grayson's picking up 3-4 RBIs. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. It's a long fly ball. Well hit left field. And the left fielder running over, and he'll make the catch. And getting back to first is the base runner. That was well hit by Olson, but the left fielder Torvig ran it down in the corner and makes the catch for the second out. I thought that, after it's left its bat, I thought that was going to be a home run as well. I'm a little deceived here sitting in the second row right behind home plate. So two outs now, and here's Bo Johnson. There goes the runner again. Here's the pitch. Nah, not going to be a throw. And the two outs. Runner gets the second. So now let's see if Bo Johnson can hit his teammate at second base. Next pitch is ball one. 1-1. Jimenez running a little bit of trouble this inning. He's trying to get out of it. He has two outs out there. Next pitch down low for ball two. 2-1 to Bo Johnson. Got a good home plate umpire today. He's puts his fingers up, lets everybody in the crowd know. There's a swing and fall back to the backstop. 2-2 count now to Johnson. great crowd here at Nelson Field tonight, enjoying the beautiful sunshine, no wind, a little bit of wind, but light breeze, let's call it. Big pitch here for Jimenez. Pitches inside, full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Blackjacks lead 3-0. They've had scored 2 runs here in the third. They can add another with a runner at second here. Full count pitch, 2 outs. Here it is. Popped up right field, and it's drifting foul out of play. The right fielder, Jacob Peterson, runs up against the fence out there in right field. Eric Jimenez, number 17, a right-handed pitcher for Yellow Medicine East. Coach Richter has a really good team this year. Another big pitch. Here it is. And he swung on, didn't want to swing, but he did. And Johnson swings out. I think Bo would want that one back. But the Blackjacks pick up 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and they leave a runner at second base. We'll take a break with the Sting coming to bat here in the top of the fourth. It's the Blackjacks 3, Yellow Medicine East nothing. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson. Great ball game happening right now. And we're going to go to the top of the fourth inning. The Sting coming to bat. The Sting, they are down 3-0 to the Blackjacks. And what a performance so far by Tegan Long. And here's the top of the order here in the fourth for the Sting. And the first pitch from Long is a strike to Drew Munson. Munson, the leadoff batter for Yellow Medicine East. Tegan in his windup and the pitch. And it's high and inside for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike to Tegan, or to Drew Munson. Munson just won at bat, and he struck out in his first at bat. Pitches at the knees, down low for ball two. 2-1 to Drew Munson. 3-0 the score. Dawson Boyd leading. Ball game moving right along here. Here's a swing and foul back for strike two, 2-2 count. When I was in Granite Falls a couple weeks ago at Lacaparo Valley, Munson had, I think, 3 amazing catches, diving catches out in center field. And he was our player of the game for that game. His next pitch down low for ball three by Tegan. So Tegan has a full count to Munson. Here's the windup and the pitch. There's a shot to center field. Bo Johnson going back, gets underneath of it, makes the catch. That was well hit by Munson. Deep center field, and a nice job there by Bo Johnson, back pedaling, and hauls it in for the first out. Here's Braden Nelson, the shortstop. 1 out. Not a cloud in the sky, folks, here in Dawson. Just gorgeous day. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Tegan Long. Tegan has 3 strikeouts in the game. 0-1 count to number 7 here, Braden Nelson. And there's a shot to second. Eli Olson fields it cleanly, throws the first, and we got 2 outs. Eli Olson. That's his 3rd putout, I think, of the game. Vacuum cleaner over there at second base, Eli Olson. Here's Gunnar Fagan, a 9th grader, a big 9th grader. Guy is big, well built, and he's only a 9th grader. I saw him pitch. He pitched a full game against Lacaparo Valley. He did an outstanding job. on the mound for Coach Richter against Lacapoil Valley, what, 2 weeks ago? There's the first pitch, a strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Fagan grounded out to Hansen at short in his only at bat in the ball game. Two outs, top of the fourth. Tossin' Boyd three, Yellow Medicine East nothing. Hagen long, pitch, popped up. Right field, Colin Olson has a chance. No, it's going to go behind the first base dugout. 0-2 count to number 15, Gunnar Fagan. Two strikes, two outs. Hagen long on the mound for Dawson Boyd, the senior right-hander. See what he throws here to Fagan. The pitch. Fastball, strike three, called by the home plate umpire. Strikeout number four for Tigan Long. And, folks, that's another 1-2-3 inning for the Blackjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The score remains Dawson Boyd 3, Yellow Medicine East nothing, with the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Nelson Field. Dawson Boyd leading 3-0. It's the 7-8-9 batters batting here for Dawson Boyd in the bottom of the fourth inning to face Eric Jimenez. And the pitch. There's a ground ball hit the short. Nelson fields it. And the shortstop, the strong throw to first. And they get Colin Olson, a 6-3 put out. And there is one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Fun game. Good game, well-played game. We have no errors in the game. Just both pitchers doing well. Good defensive plays, good base running, good hitting. 3-0. Here's number 24, Ashton Schwendra. Pitches way high by Jimenez. First strike one. Jimenez in his windup and the pitch. There's a shot to right field, and the right fielder let it bounce in front of him. And there's a base hit for Ashton Schwendra. More of a line drive than a fly ball. And Peterson elected the right fielder instead of running up and trying to dive for it. He just kept it in front of him. So that's the sixth hit. The sixth hit for Dawson Boyd in the game. Here's the number nine batter, Eli Olson, who flied out to left. And the pitch is down low. That's the third. Yeah, that was the fourth inning. Nope, they didn't get the leadoff batter there. I thought that was the fourth inning in a row the Blackjacks got their leadoff batter on. Here's a ground ball to first base and just foul on the other side of the first base bag. Hayden Keene, the first baseman, fielded the ball. 1-1 count to number one, Eli Olson. Runner on first, that's Schwendra, the right fielder. Jimenez from the stretch, there goes Schwendra on the pitch, and here's a pop foul. Man, I'm not sure where that ball went. Two strikes on Eli Olson, and it's the top of the order for the Blackjacks and Cam Sather. And we all know what Cam's done. Wow. If he gets another triple, that'll be three triples in a row. I've never seen that. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Jimenez checks his runner at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball hits the third baseman. Fagan throws the second over to second baseman's head. Goes in the outfield, but Swender will stay at second base. And there is your first error of the ball game. Eli Olson hit the ball of Gunnar Fagan at third, and he, from his third base bag, he threw to second to try to force Swender out, and the ball just sailed on him, went out in the right center field. So now the Blackjacks, with one out, has a top of the order in Cam Sather. Pitches high and outside for a ball. Swender at second, Olson at first base. Blackjacks have a 3-0 lead. Yemen has pitched to Sather. Is outside for a ball. What's Cam done? Well, his first two at-bats, he's hit triples. Two triples in the game for Sather. Almost an identical place. Left-handed batter, swing and a miss. For strike one, he was going for another triple there. Yeah, both, I'm pretty sure both triples hit the fence on the fly. Almost just a few feet from having two home runs in the game. Ball three. Runners on first and second for Dawson Boyd. Here's a pitch. There's a long fly ball right field. This one's way back, but the right fielder is going to be able to make the catch, and he does. Peterson in deep right field makes the catch. Man, sitting here behind home plate, you'd think that was going to go out of the park. My perception or not very good sitting down low here. So two outs. Sather, another good contact with the bat. But that one was out. Nice job by the right fielder, Peterson. And here's a pitch and to Colton Boffin. And he swings at that one and fouls it back for strike one. So let's see what the Blackjacks have. Swender at second. He got a base hit to right. Then reach on air was Olson. He's on first base. Jimenez's pitch to Boffin, swing and a miss for strike two. So Boffin 0-2. Two outs, two runners on. Big pitch here for Jimenez. And he swings and misses for strike three. Strikeout. Boffin goes down swinging. And that will end the inning. So for Dawson Boyd, no runs on one hit, and we had our first error of the game. And they leave, the Blackjacks leave two on base. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. We play seven. The Blackjacks have a 3-0 lead over Yellow Medicine East in a very important Camden Conference baseball game. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
All right, it's going to be Eric Jimenez, Gage Wilkie, and Jacob Peterson, the first three batters here at the top of the fifth inning for Yellow Medicine East. They're down to the Blackjacks, 3-0. And Tygan Long on the mound. Tygan has four strikeouts in the game. And he's retired the sting. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, three of the four innings. Jimenez at the plate. First pitch, ground ball, hit the third. Boffin knocks it down. Strong throw to first, and they get Jimenez. Nice job by the Blackjack third baseman, Colton Boffin. That's not easy. One out. Here's Gage Wilkie. I've said this many times in doing baseball games. If you stand at third base and look to first base, that is a long throw. And your third baseman has to have a very strong arm. And Colton Bothan showed that right there. One out. And a swing and a miss there by number three, Gage Wilkie, the catcher. Wilkie struck out in the second inning. And time call now by the home plate umpire. Tegan Long, the right-hander senior on the mound for Dawson Boyd. He's in the groove today. Pitches high for ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the fifth we are. There's a fly ball, well hit. Bo Johnson going, running over, makes the catch in right center field. Boy, we've had some long balls today. Two outs. Bo Johnson on the run there in center field. Schwender, the right fielder, going over. So there's two outs now in the top of the fifth. And here's number five, Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. And he hits a ball to center field. Johnson coming in. He's going to make a catch on this one. And does. Folks, that's another 1-2-3 inning. How about that? Four of the five innings, Long has retired. The Blackjacks have retired a sting. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to the bottom of the fifth with the Blackjacks coming to bat, and they have a 3-0 lead on the sting. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Paul Ramo back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Thanks for tuning in to Blackjack Baseball. And happy birthday to Danny Long. He's listening. Grandson Tegan Long's doing a fantastic job on the mound for the Blackjacks today. And, oh, we got a new pitcher. Got to pay attention here. We got a new pitcher for the Sting. And it's number 7, Braden Nelson, it looks like. Nope, number 5, Jacob Peterson. All right, we got some changes here. Fagan is out in right field. And Jimenez goes from pitching mound to third base. And now pitching is number 5 for the Sting, Jacob Peterson, who's come in from right field. So we got Peterson pitching. He's a senior. He's a right-hander, a tall right-hander. So pitching change here for Coach Richter. Jacob Peterson on the mound here for the Sting. He's going to face the 3, 4, and 5 batters, Tegan Long. Tegan's popped out to the second baseman, and he got a RBI single in the third inning. And so here we go, a new pitcher for Yellow Medicine East, Jacob Peterson. Jimenez is done, and he's over at third base. Fagan goes from third to right field. And Peterson in his windup, and the pitch is strike called for strike one to Tegan. Nate Hansen on deck, Grayson Olson to follow, the first three batters for Dawson Boyd. Peterson delivers high and inside for ball one. One ball, one strike to Tegan Long. Tegan had a great season last inning, or last year. Took the Blackjacks all the way to the section championship game with Lockport Valley. 3-0 count, or 3-0 the score, I should say. And there's ball two thrown. Peterson throws hard. Jacob Peterson. Two balls, one strike to Tegan Long. Blackjacks lead 3-0. Swing and a miss. A little bit behind by that pitch there by Long. And it's a 2-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. Peterson, pitch. And that's high for ball three. Now we got a full count. Full count here to Tegan. Baseball, the umpires are in their bright red shirts. I like them a lot better than the blue ones. Here's a full count pitch. Down low, ball four. And the Blackjacks, again, get their leadoff batter on base. And we have a courtesy runner, I think, for Long. Time called by the home plate umpire. Number six comes in to run. Aiden Dahl will run. Dahl running courtesy runner here for the Blackjacks. And here's Nate Hansen. He had an RBI single in the first, and he flied out deep to center field to Drew Munson. Dahl with the lead at first. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. There's Dahl. Here's the throw to down the second, and he got him. Oh, the second baseman dropped the ball. Yeah, otherwise, Dahl would have been thrown out. Good throw there by the catcher, Wilkie, right on the money. And Dahl gets up a little slow there after sliding in the second base. So a good throw there by Wilkie, the sting catcher, right on the money there. And a little collision between the second baseman, Christensen, and Dahl, and the ball fell out of his glove. All right, one strike here to Nate Hansen. Peterson from the stretch, the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 count to Hansen. Nobody out. Blackjacks have a 3-0 lead. Dahl is at second base. He's got a good lead. Here's the pitch. Just swung on and fall back to the backstop to the netting. Here, right in front of me. So now Nate has two strikes on him. 0-2 count, big pitch here for Peterson. Checks his runner at second. The pitch inside, way inside, just about hit Hansen for a ball, 1-2. Try to get you updated on some other scores in the Camden Conference here. 1-2 pitch. Ball low, gets by the catcher. Dahl go down to third base on the wild pitch. And so Hansen with 2-2 count. Dahl's at third base now. RBI out there for Hansen. He could pick up his second RBI. He had one in the first inning. Infield is in. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the backstop, and Hansen stays alive. 2-2 count. The pitch. Inside for ball three. Full count to number 11, Nate Hansen of the Blackjacks. Full count, runner on third. Here's the pitch from Peterson. And he skies this one. This might be trouble. Munson running in, and he didn't get it. Did he catch? What happened? He didn't catch it. It dropped in front of the center fielder. It just stopped. I think that's a base hit. Yeah, it's a base hit. But staying at third base was Long. It was Dahl. It looked like Munson was going to catch the ball out there in center field. Didn't. The umpire, base umpire, is blocking my view. But Hansen gets on first base. But Dahl stayed at third. Here's the pitch to Grayson Olson. It's low for a ball, no throw. And so Hansen goes down to second with a stolen base. That was an odd thing there off the bat of Hansen. Shallow center field. And Munson running in hard. And there's a pitch. Gets by the catcher, but Dahl stay at third. Not quite sure what happened there. When the ball dropped at Munson's feet, I'm not sure why Dahl didn't score from third, but he's still on third base. There's nobody out. Runners on second and third. Grayson Olsen at the plate. And he hits a fly ball deep left field. Back. Home run! Grayson Olsen with a three-run bomb over the left field fence. Wow! Grayson Olsen is on fire this year. And his teammates are making sure. And he's being mobbed at home plate after he touches home plate. Grayson Olsen, big pitch, big at bat there. A three-run homer. And that scores Dahl from third, Hansen from second, and Olsen over the left field fence. Bombed one. And it's 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Bo Johnson with still nobody out. That got the crowd into that one. Grayson Olsen, deep left field. The left fielder Torvig just got to the fence and turned his back, and it was over. And there's a strike called to Bo Johnson. Let's see what Bo's done. He has walked, and then he struck out in the third. Three-run homer there for Olsen. Told you, there's called strike three. Nice breaking ball by Peterson. One out. That was a nice curveball there by Peterson. Here's Colin Olsen. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Blackjacks scored a run in the first, two in the third, now three with that three-run bomb by Grayson Olsen. It's 6-0 Dawson Boyd. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Call to Colin Olsen. First baseman, the senior, Colin Olsen at the plate. Peterson in his windup and the pitch. Golfs that one. It's high. And second baseman, Christensen, will call for it by the second base bag and hauls it in for out number two. And that'll bring up Ashton Schwendra, number 24, the right fielder, Schwendra. He got a base hit out to right field in the fourth inning. Peterson in his windup and the delivery to Schwendra. It's high and away for ball one. Next week on Tuesday, I'll be in Mineota for softball action. Wacapraw Valley softball team will be traveling down to Mineota to take on Mineota Camby. Should be a good softball game, just one game. Pitch is high for ball two. The number 24, Schwendra. I'm enjoying sitting in the sun today. Light breeze. Actually, in the second row of the bleachers behind home plate here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball. 3-0 to number 24, Ashton Schwendra. Eli Olsen on deck if Schwendra gets aboard with two outs. The pitch. Oh, look out. He ducked. That's ball four. And so Eli Olsen will come to the plate. He reached on air last inning, then he flied out to left field to Torvig. Both teams are 6-0 in the Camden Conference. The Blackjacks are eight wins in two losses overall, and the Sting may have seven wins and three losses. Two of the top teams in the section. It's going to be a great section baseball tournament this year, really. You know, no really dominant team, I should say, but there's a lot of good teams, and so it's kind of up in the air here. And there's a pop-up by Eli Olsen, the second baseman. He's been busy. Christensen calling for, oh, and then the runner runs into him. And now I think everybody's going to be safe. Base umpire calls him safe. The second baseman, Christensen, was coming in to catch the ball, and the runner, Schwendra, didn't run into him. And they're going to call him safe, but not run interference or anything. Wow. So Eli, that was a base hit. It was just a routine pop-up to second base. Second baseman was calling for it, and Schwinder ran right in front of him, and then the ball dropped at his feet. Here's the pitch to Sather, and it gets by the catcher, and the runners will move up. Schwinder gets to third. Now, that's the second weird thing that's happened in the ballgame. Sather at the plate. Blackjacks lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the third. Highlighted by Grayson Olsen's three-run homer. Two outs, 2-0 count to Sather. Pitch Peterson, there's a strike. One. Got Schwendra at third base right now. Eli Olsen at second. And two outs. Peterson trying to get his team into the dugout here. 2-1 pitch to Sather. That's high for ball three. Peterson in relief of Eric Jimenez. 3-1 pitch coming here to Sather. Here it is. Strike two called. Full count. Two outs. Runners on second and third. Big pitch here for Peterson. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Sather goes down swinging. And that'll end the fifth inning, but a big three-run homer by Grayson Olsen puts the Blackjacks up 6-0. The Sting coming to bat here in the top of the sixth. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Hey, we're back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. The Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead on the Yellow Medicine East here, going into the top of the sixth inning. Three-run home run by Grayson Olsen last inning. All right, here's the Sting. 7, 8, 9 batters. Gavin Torbig, the left fielder, batting. The Yellow Medicine East coaches were talking to the base umpire about that last play, why there was an interference call. I'm not sure why either, but the Sting coach is talking to the base umpire between innings here. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss by Torbig, by Tigan Long. Tigan has pitched fantastic. He is retired. I mean, four of the five innings have been 1-2-3 innings for the Blackjacks. Next pitch down low. Tigan Long pitching to Gavin Torbig. 1-1 pitch. Tigan in his windup in the pitch. Oh, it hits him in the ankle, and that's going to leave a mark. Oh, ouch. Torbig hopping up and down. There's your first hits batsman. So the Blackjacks down 6-0 here in the sixth. Have their leadoff batter on base. Here's Lane Woolman, number 12. Wayne Woolman. Now Tigan Long pitching from the stretch, checks his runner at first, and here's the pitch to Woolman, and that's a strike right down the plate. Tigan Long on the mound for the Blackjacks. Woolman, Lane Woolman, a ninth grader, at the plate. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Strike two called. 0-2 count. Nobody out. Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead on the sting in a very important Camden Conference. The winner of this game will lead the Camden Conference. Depends what McCray does. McCray's 6-0 as well, which surprises a lot of people with the McCray Wolverines. There's a swing and fall back by Woolman. 0-2 count. That is a really nice scoreboard to have out there in right center field here at Nelson Field. I understand in Appleton they installed this kind of this same scoreboard in Appleton yesterday for the A's. And there's a high fly ball center field. Sather, the left fielder, comes over and makes the catch in left field for the first out here. You can hear the Blackjack fans behind me. So here's Hayden Keene. Runner on first. That's Torvik. One out. Sather making the catch out there in left center field. Blackjacks put up one run in the first, two in the third, and three in the fifth. They lead 6-0. Here in the top of the sixth. Long's pitch, high and away for a ball. Grayson Olson behind the plate. Colin Olson at first, Eli Olson at second. Nate Hansen playing short, Colton Bothan at third. Sather, Johnson, and Schwender out in the outfield. Here's a 1-0 pitch. He's going to show bunt. Bunts it down the third baseline. This is a beauty, and no play. What a bunt by Keene. That's the best bunt I've seen this year. And Torvik goes to second. There's one out. That ball, he's a left-handed batter. He bunted it right down the third baseline. And, boy, the catcher, Grayson Olson, got to the ball first before Colton Bothan, the third baseman, did. And wisely, Grayson just didn't make a throw and just held on to it. So one out, and now the top of the order, and Drew Munson. Here's the pitch by Tigan, and gets by the catcher. Pitch was high, and here's the throw to third, and everybody's safe. So now the Sting has something going here. That was a wild pitch. The ball was way high. Grayson just glanced off his catcher's mitt, went back to the backstop, and luckily the ball kind of just bounced back into Grayson. He did have a good attempt, a throw to third, almost got the runner there. Here's a swing and fall back by Munson. Torvik slid head first into third base. Nice ricochet off the backstop right in front of me here to Olson. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Munson. Foul ball, strike two. So the Sting down 6-0, trying to get the goose egg off the scoreboard with runners on second and third. And just one out here in the top of the sixth. Tigan Long pitching to the leadoff batter here, Munson. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Big strikeout there for Tigan Long. Two outs. And that's his fifth strikeout of the game. And here's Braden Nelson batting for the Sting. RBI could score two here for the Sting. Two outs now. Long the pitch. There's a high fly ball center field. Bo Johnson. Sather's coming over in the left field and makes the catch. That was a major league pop up there off the bat of Nelson. So, Sting leave two runners on base. No runs. On one hit, no errors, and like I said, two runners left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Blackjacks lead the Sting 6-0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Bothan are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3344.
$39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Once again, Paul Ramo here, finishing up my Snickers bar somebody bought for me. Appreciate that. People just, for some reason, just throw food at me. I don't know why that is. All right, 6-0, Dawson Boyd leading here in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Colton Boffin. And the pitch from Peterson is high for ball. Well, the Sting had runners on second and third, just couldn't get them in. Colton Boffin batting. Here's the pitch in the dirt for a ball. Lockapaw leading Central Minnesota Christian in the top of the third inning, 2-1. Now it's the bottom of the third. Central Minnesota Christian leading Lockapaw Valley, 3-2. 3-2, the Blue Jays leading the Eagles at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. That game started at 5 o'clock. 2-1 to Colton Boffin. Peterson's pitch, behind him, and Colton had a tiptoe through out of that pitch. 6-0, last inning, Grayson Olsen had a 3-run bomb over the left field fence. 3-1 pitch, strike 2 called to Boffin. Tegan Long on deck for Dawson Boyd. Full count here to number 2. Colton Boffin. Peterson in relief. The pitch high for ball 4. Blackjacks have a base runner here in the bottom of the 6th. Peterson came in relief last inning for Jimenez. Now here's Tegan Long. Let's see what Tegan's done today. He's popped out to the second base and an RBI single. And then he was walked and came around to score on that 3-run bomb by Grayson Olsen. Runner on first is Boffin. Here's the pitch to Tigan. It's high for a ball. Good ball player. Good baseball player, Tigan Long is. Fun watching him last year, and he's having a tremendous season this year. He's a senior. Throw over to first, and Boffin is going to be out. He got caught leaning. Colton Boffin picked off first base. Good move by the pitcher there. Colton, I don't know if he was going to steal or not, but Peterson threw it over there, and Colton got caught leaning, just didn't get back. So one out, and Long takes a pitch, a strike. 1-1 to Tigan. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the game. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and a Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. Tigan swings that one, fouls it back. 1-2 to the senior, Tegan Long. Peterson works fast. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Oh, he called it. Oh, strike 3. Ooh. Strikeout. Tegan ducked out of the way of that one. That ball really must have broke. And that was out number 2. Long strikes out. Looks like it's going to hit him. And here's Nate Hansen. Ground ball hit the short. Nelson can't field it. And we have an error at the shortstop. E6. And Nate Hansen gets on base with 2 outs. Here's Grayson Olsen. Grayson's taking his catching gear off with 2 outs here. A little delay here. And Grayson's got his catching gear off. And we're ready to go with a runner on first base. That's Nate Hansen. Nate just reached on air. The Blackjacks lead 6-0 if you're just tuning in. And Grayson Olsen, his last at-bat, a towering home run over the left field fence. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called from Peterson. 6-0, Dawson Boyd leading. We are in the bottom of the 6th inning. We play 7. There will be a JV game after the varsity game here. Throw over to first. And Hansen gets back. Peterson, for a right-hander, pitcher for the Sting, has a really good move over to first base. He's quick. Grayson Olson swinging a hot bat this year. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. The throw down to second, not in time. Grayson swung at that ball for strike two. So 0-2 count. Hansen steals second. Two outs. Blackjack six, the Sting nothing. Peterson, 0-2 pitch to Grayson, and he swings that one early right over the head of Coach Swenson. Foul. Got a round on that one. Hard to believe the week after a section softball starts. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Wilkie. Nice stop by Wilkie. Now Wilkie calls time. He's going to go out to the mound and talk with his pitcher. Well, the Sting will come up here in the top of the seventh. They're going to need some runs. Otherwise, Blackjacks will pick up their seventh conference win. Big game here in Dawson today. One ball, two strikes to Grayson Olson. Two outs, runner on second. Jacobson, Peterson's pitch is a high fly ball, deep center field, but this is catchable. Out there in center, Munson hauls it in for the third out. Boy, Grayson's hitting the ball hard and long, but that's the third out. And so for Dawson Boyd, no runs, no hits, one error, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the top of the seventh here at Nelson Field. The Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead over the Sting. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
We're back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. We're in the seventh. We made it to the seventh inning. And the Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead on Yellow Medicine East. And Tygan Long looking to finish it out here on the mound. Sting put up their 3, 4, and 5 batters. Gunnar Fagan now in right field. Takes the first pitch from Tygan. A ball. Sting had runners on second and third last inning, but couldn't get a run in. There's a strike called the Fagan. One ball, one strike to Gunner Fagan. And there's a fly ball to center field. And Bo Johnson hit right at him and makes the catch for the first out. One out, and it brings up Eric Jimenez. Tygan Long shutting down the Stings tonight. They went 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the second, 1-2-3 in the fourth, 1-2-3 in the fifth. Here's the pitch to Jimenez. The ball. Tygan is wind up and the pitch. In the dirt, nice stop by Olson, the catcher. 2-0 count to number 17, Jimenez. He started on the mound for the Sting. Now he's at third base. 2-0 count. Tygan in his windup in the pitch. Strike called. Fastball right down the middle. In in the seventh inning, top of the seventh, 6-0 Dawson Boyd. Next pitch, strike two. 2-2 pitch. Blackjacks have a 7-game win streak right now. Looking to make it 8 in a row. Foul ball by Jimenez. 2-2 count to Eric. Here's the pitch from Long, and that's high for ball 3. Full count. Eric Jimenez. A lot of YME fans here tonight as well, here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Here's a full count pitch by Tigan. And ground ball hit the second. Fielded nicely by Eli. He throws over to first, and we've got 2 outs. Eli's been busy tonight at second base for Dawson Boyd. Well, it's up to Gage Wilkie, the catcher, or the right fielder, or the catcher, excuse me, to keep it going here for the Sting. 2 outs. Blackjacks 1 out away from taking over first place in the Camden Conference. Tigan in his windup, and the pitch. It's inside for a ball. Sound like a broken record, but it's just a gorgeous day. Could sit outside all day. 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball. But as it always does when we start section play, it can reach 90 degrees and hot and humid. Especially when you get the Marshall for softball sections in Marshall. Seems like it's 100 in the shade every and that's coming up shortly. It's only a couple weeks away, actually. 2-0 count, and that's high for ball 3, so a 3-0 count. We haven't seen Tigan go 3-0 on many YME batters today. So here's the 3-0 pitch to Wilkie, and that's a strike. Now let's see what Tigan does here. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Blackjacks have a 6-0 lead. We're in the top of the 7th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 2. 1 strike away. Here's the pitch. Hey, got a piece of it and fouled it off. The senior Tigan Long. Coach Swenson chases the ball down. Full count, 2 outs. Long's pitch. Outside, ball 4. Walked him. That'll bring up the pitcher, Jacob Peterson. Jacob Peterson batting. Boy, I was just looking up into the stands. There's a lot of people here watching this baseball game. A lot of people in cars down the first baseline, third baseline as well. Blackjacks 1 out away. Swing and a miss by Peterson. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up shortly. 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. Long from the stretch. The pitch. And that's down low. And now Tigan getting a little frustrated with himself here. He wants to finish strong here. 1-1 count to number 5. Jacob Peterson. He's flied out to center and struck out. And his 2 at-bats in the game. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike 2. Throw it on to first by Grayson Olson, trying to pick the runner, getting back to first. That was close. Nice job by Colin Olson making the catch down there. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Peterson at the plate. Tigan trying to finish it off here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Shot to right field, base hit. And the runner will stay at second. So Peterson gets a base hit to right. So the Sting with runners on first and second with 2 outs. Here's the left fielder, Gavin Torvig. Well, that's why there's no clock in baseball. You play to the last out. Blackjacks do have a 6-0 lead. And Torvig, the left-handed batter, remember he had a nice... No, that was a walk. It wasn't him that put the bunt down. Here's the pitch. swing and a miss for strike one. One strike to Torvig. Runners on first and second for the Sting. Tigan. The pitch. Oh, gets by the catcher Olson, and runners will move up to second and third. The pitch is in the dirt there. Tigan's getting a little tired, or just trying to get that last out is always tough. It's always hard. You never can get that last out. One ball, one strike to Torvig. Runners on second and third. Here's the windup and the pitch by Long. There's a long fly ball right field. This might be it. Swendra will make the catch. And the Blackjacks win it by a score of 6-0. Wow. Big win for Dawson Boyd there. Huge win, actually, for seeding purposes and conference play. So we'll take at least a 3-4 minute break here as we'll name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game and go over some stats and maybe talk with Coach Swenson. Your final score here from Nelson Field, the Blackjacks 6, Yellow Medicine East 0. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
and another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Your final score, Blackjacks pick up a huge conference win over Yellow Medicine East, defeating the Sting 6-0. Join me on the Neon Needles post-game show is head coach Darren Swenson. Darren, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
That was a huge win for your team, wasn't it?
That was a big, very big win, very big conference win. We knew going into the game how big they were, too. They were undefeated in the conference. You know, they're at 6-3 or something like that coming into it also, so we knew it was going to be a close game, and, you know, it was a fun game, too.
Yeah, and a couple things that stood out for me, four of the seven innings, you got Tegan Long, and your defense got him to go 1-2-3.
Playing very good defense right now. Yeah, 1-2-3 helps out a lot. Your defense behind you. You know, one inning we had five pitches, so that helps
yep.
a lot too. You know, with the defense. So, you know, that's the exciting part of it. How we're clicking, hitting, and fielding.
Double play too.
Yeah, and a double play. Yes.
Yeah, help.
Yep.
That's the pitcher's best friend, right?
Absolutely. And it was when Nate was deep.
Yep.
Shifted on him, and he was behind second base. He was covering their steal is what he was trying to do. The guy was leading off, and we left out, and it worked out.
Yeah, that's what I said. What was Nate doing behind second base? So you're playing analytics there?
Exactly.
Or what
no, that's the thing. Is, you know, knowing that guy was coming off more and more, so he kept on creeping over and over, and it just he was in the right place at the right time.
Yep. Talk about your pitcher, Tegan Long. What a job he did.
Tegan did a great job pitching. You know, how many strikeouts he had. He had quite a few strikeouts with probably six.
I think.
Yeah, no, so it's throwing very well. Ball was moving well today, especially a good hitting team when they're putting up a lot of runs. I mean, they just put up 10, I think, yesterday or the day before, and, you know, and that helps out a lot, too.
First five innings, my stat was that he was ahead of the batters. That's so important.
He was. He was ahead of the batter, you know, and, you know, we had that one hit down the line, but it was a hard hit. And, you know, and like I said, they're a good hitting team, good team, and to have Ty stand that well on the mound was great.
Grayson Olson, your catcher, comes up with a three-run bomb. Before he swung at that pitch, I said, you know what? I think Grayson Olson is the hottest hitter in the Camden Conference right now.
He has been jumping on it very well. You know, started the season a little slow, but then he's been hitting the last our games. You know, we're eight-game win streak here. You know, been hitting very well. It's his third home run this year. He likes that left field.
How about Cam Sather, the first two at-bats? Triples almost to the same spot.
Exactly. You know, that second one they had was just a little too high. It would have been over. You know, he was just had too much under it. But, yeah, kind of started the game. You know, he's been a great leadoff hitter for us, and that's how to start the team.
And then his third at-bat, he hit it deep to right field. That was caught.
Yeah,
But that would have three triples. I've never seen three triples.
I have not either, you know, and that's the thing. They're jumping on it, which is a good thing.
8-game win streak.
Yep.
I don't know if the kids are aware of that, but they talk about that kind of stuff. But like I said, this is a big win for seeding purposes.
Absolutely. Very big for seeding. You know, and you know, you run into getting all these games, you know, 3 a week. The conference games start going towards the end, so they're all important, and every game is important. But with them coming in today with that, it's going to help out a lot.
I didn't realize McCray was 6-0 in the conference either until I was doing my homework. Yes. For the game here.
Yep.
That's kind of a surprise, isn't it?
It is a surprise. I knew they were going to be young. They were young last year. They were. Yeah, they were, and they were coming up, you know, with some guys that were coming up from last year. And so, you know, to see that 6-0 in the conference is big, too. And I think those two play each other on Saturday, I want to say,
okay.
Like that. And they're coming up where me and McCray, so, yep.
All right, it's going to be a battle to the finish, isn't it?
It will be. We got McCray next Tuesday.
So, oh, you do?
Yep, we have Adrian tomorrow. Orville on Monday and McCray on Tuesday.
Okay, so busy.
Busy, very busy.
Good section game with Adrian, too.
Yes, it'll be a good game tomorrow. Right. You know, they're over 500, not exactly sure what their total record is, but we haven't played Adrian in a very long time. I don't know when the last time we played them, so it's fun to have something different.
I'm going to let you go. I don't know if you're coaching JV.
Nope. I have Josh Staub and Derek Rittmacher to help with me coach, and they take care of the JV for me. So,
a great crowd here again.
Yes.
Just a beautiful facility. I've been talking about your upgrades you've done to the park.
They've done a lot of work. It's great. Yeah, it's nice to see nice fans watching the game and having people come out. Yep.
People come and feed me. They just throw me food for
that's
some
even
reason.
Better, right, Paul?
Right. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.
Darren Swenson, head coach of the Blackjacks. The Blackjacks win it 6-0 over Yellow Medicine East. The line scores read the Blackjacks 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. You want to get Grayson to come over? No runs on 3 hits. The Sting had no runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on base. Sting fall to 7-4 overall, 6-1 in conference play. And the Blackjacks are 9-2 now overall, 7-0 in the Camden Conference, and they're on an 8-game win streak. So, great win there for Dawson Boyd. And that'll wrap things up here at Nelson Field. Here tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports on Q92. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank,
Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Rose and Ravillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92, KLQP-FM.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you.